Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Adani Energy Solutions is in talks to acquire Mega Engineering's transmission assets, including the Western UP Power Transmission Corby Ltd, valued at around 6,000 to 7,000 crore rupees, according to a report by Deborshi Chaki and Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. If the acquisition goes through, Adani Energy, which is already operating across 16 states with over 26,600 circuit kilometers of network, will be able to expand its transmission network substantially. The deal is part of Mega Engineering's family settlement plan, where the founding uncle-nephew duo of P. Pichi Reddy and P. V. Krishna Reddy restructure the ownership of the construction conglomerate. In other deals news, private equity giant KKR is planning to transfer its stake in Lighthouse Learning, a leading Indian education chain, from one fund to another as part of an internal realignment exercise, reports Ashwin Mohan. The move comes 6 years after KKR acquired a majority stake in Lighthouse Learning from Gaja Capital in 2019. The transfer may also bring in new minority investors. Goldman Sachs, too, is betting big on India. In an interview with Deborshi Chaki, Kimthu Posnet, global co-head of investment banking, called India a core pillar of the firm's Asia growth strategy. Posnet believes India is witnessing a multi-year equity capital market cycle driven by structural and technical factors, with the country's share of global capital raising activity expected to grow. Goldman Sachs sees opportunities in India's growth sectors and expects cross-border M&A and capital market activity to remain elevated in the country. Speaking of capital markets, the National Stock Exchange's initial public offering plans might finally be back on track. Brijesh Kumar reports that SEBI will likely grant a no-objection certificate by the end of July, paving the way for National Stock Exchange to file its IPO documents. The settlement of pending cases, including the co-location and dark fiber issues, is expected to be completed by mid-July. If all goes smoothly, NSE's listing could happen by the fiscal fourth quarter, unlocking shareholder value. Meanwhile, growth in trading volumes on Indian stock exchanges has surged to an 11-month high, even as turnover growth has remained muted, reports Ravindra Sonawane. Heavy block deals at discounted prices have contributed to volume spikes without matching turnover growth. Investor interest has rotated towards mid and small cap stocks, with retail and non-institutional participants driving the demand. In the startup world, Lenskart is preparing for a public market debut. The eyewear maker is set to file its draft IPO documents but won't take the confidential route, according to Chandra R. Srikant and Tushar Goenka. The company plans to file the documents with the markets regulator by the first half of July. It is seeking to raise $1 billion at a valuation of $10 billion, double its previous private market valuation. India is laying the groundwork not just to bid for hosting the Olympics, but also to improve its medals tally. The government has new plans to overhaul the country's sports management system as it prepares to host the Commonwealth Games in 2030 and the Olympics in 2036, reports Priyansh Verma and Ishan Gera. A new national sports policy will be announced soon, and a sports governance policy is also being worked on, with a focus on identifying talent in children aged 8 to 14 and integrating sports science into training. But ambition has its limits. India's trade talks with the US have hit a roadblock due to New Delhi's firm stance on digital sovereignty, public health, and agricultural livelihoods, writes Sanjay Notani, a partner with legal firm Economic Laws Practice. And finally, India's fintech revolution has reached the beauty clinic, with startups Fibe, Savin, Cube Health, and Arogya Finance, making it easier than ever for folks to finance lip fillers, Botox treatments, and hair transplants, reports Nena Sood. The platforms are partnering with clinics and companies to drive growth, with men and millennials increasingly driving demand. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.